Hear he, hear he. We are gathered here today to talk about the TXF World Fair. Deal flow may have been somewhat few and far between for the ECA community this year for obvious reasons. But we will gather the who's who of the export and agency finance community from the 19th to the 30th of October for 2 weeks of virtual discussions and networking at our new Blockbuster series. The World Fair extravaganza comprises varied panel discussions which will take our viewers virtually around the world, focusing specifically on Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Now, for your daily news. In the project and export finance space, on our Essentials News offering, the EIB has granted a deadline extension for the legal advisory role on the Gaza Central Desalination Plant and Associated Works Programme. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the World Bank has issued a 20-year, $70 million sustainable development bond. Finland's ECA, Finnvera, has guaranteed a $417 million deal, which will see Finnish company Valmet export equipment and services for LD Celuloso pulp mill in Brazil. And the Export-Import Bank of India has agreed financing of $100 million to fund the Hani Madho International Airport expansion project in the Maldives. In the commodity finance space, the US Justice Department has charged a former manager of a European oil trading firm with paying bribes of $170,000 to help with a contract from Ecuador's state-run oil firm. Great Dyke Investments says the African Export-Import Bank has completed a due diligence study allowing it to proceed with a $500 million syndicated funding program for a project that aims to develop Zimbabwe's biggest platinum mine. And the EBRD has agreed a €217 million loan to Georgian Oil and Gas Corporation to refinance its Eurobond issue maturing next year. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the IFC and Compass Group have announced an alliance to channel working capital to hundreds of Peruvian companies, primarily SMEs, from multiple economic sectors which have been severely impacted by the economic crisis generated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And the US Loan Syndications and Trading Association, the industry association for the syndicated loan market in the US, has released the results of a study measuring the contributions made by the institutional syndicated loan industry to the country's economy in 2020. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media. Thank you.